I used to look my model, fool. Right now, I look like a little, like I have like a dad bod. Like my, I have a little tummy and then skinny arms. And like my legs are like skinny, but my back is wide.
You got a wide back?
That's a dad bod.
So what is your body built for? Like what sport is it built for?
I used to play soccer, bro. I grew up playing soccer, but then I got to high school and I wanted to try a different sport. Yeah. And I played water polo and swim.
Oh shit. But you say your legs are skinny. Well, I guess how a soccer player's legs are skinny.
I think it's genetic. Oh, okay. My dad has skinny ass legs. My dad was a runner. So
You got cankles?
I got no fucking pierna. Fool. Yeah. You can make caldo de pollo with my leg.
Damn, bro. I like your shoes, dude. Huh? They're fucking dope.
Let me see the kicks.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know if you can raise it that high.
Hernan said they're cool. I don't know if they are.
Okay.
They're like, they're Converse, right?
Yeah, they're like platforms. I can be tall. I can be 6 feet tall.
Wait, how tall? Do you mind me asking how tall you are?
I'm like 5'9".
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
With these, I'm like 5'11", bro.
The only reason I asked to see the shoes because Hernan has horrible taste in shoes.
He really does.
I have some NMDs on right now. These are pretty good.
The only nice pair you have.
Which ones?
I got some.
I like NMD. I used to fuck
with. Yeah, comfortable.
And then the other pair of shoes that we bought you that you never wear.
Look at his set. I can see the collection you got back there.
This was a Hypebeast, bro. Oh, this was like sneaker collector. Even though he claims he's not.
They're all fakes. Not.
They're all reps.
They're all fakes.
The pinche remate, the swooshes are backwards.
Hashtag, thank you to our sponsor, Dia Cho.
That fool got Reebok instead of Reebok, bro.
I think you had left the other day, but he was like ordering reps off some dude. I was like, bro, give me the link, bro. I'm trying to order some reps too.
Honestly, bro, some reps are... I'm the guy that doesn't give a fuck if the shoes are fake or not, as long as they look nice.
You wouldn't even know, right? Let's say this fool gives you some shoes and he never told you they were reps, but they look fucking real. Yeah. You're never going to know until he tells you.
If he's purposely selling me reps as real shoes, then I'm going to beat his ass. If you're being honest with me, reps are clean.
Yo, what is up, guys? Back with another episode of Los Compas Podcast. We are here. It's actually sun out light outside right now. We're recording on a non-usual day, non-usual time for not a usual person here with us.
We in a good
homie,
way.
Yeah, we got the compa Hans from Bueno Bueno.
Yes, sir. Bueno Bueno.
Bueno Bueno.
There you go.
Yes, sir. What's up, guys? Welcome. How you guys doing? How you guys doing, man?
We're fucking good. We're hyped, bro. We're hyped. Thank you for coming, man.
Of course, bro.
I don't know. How long was your drive?
Not bad. Like 40 minutes.
Not too bad. 40 minutes. Might as well. I'm going to move to the IE, guys. It's fucking 40 minutes away, dude.
Come through, bro. You'll be part of the Inland Entertainment Network.
I'm going to just insert myself in that group, even though they don't want me there. Adnan's
going to be like, well, I'm going to move. I'm going to leave this podcast. You guys figure it out.
Do you guys, any of you guys know how to edit? Or just him?
It's just a none. If he leaves, this thing dies.
But I won't do that because I'm not that guy.
But it's not because editing, it's because he's one third of the content creation, you know? Yeah, Without him, we're just not complete, bro. It's just not the same, bro.
He's
without
a mitochondria of the podcast.
He's a mastermind.
Yeah. But you know how really some cells like kind of separate and then they start doing their own thing? That could be
stem
me,
cells?
You know?
Stem cells?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What fucking cells split up and do their own thing, bro?
Stem cells, bro. They have no instructions yet. They can become anything they want.
Yeah, but they become something.
My boy's a gym bro.
He's a gym bro. He don't give a fuck about no stem cells, bro. He cares about those gains. My fault. And shit, dude.
Nah, that's how I've recently started editing too. So like I feel like if Saul were to leave, I can run it.
You can make it happen? Fuck yeah.
I know the stuff, you know.
But you're that guy, like, who's the one that taught you how to edit?
So,
you're the guy that as soon as you got the skills from the fucking main guy,
I'm gonna turn my back.
You're the evil villain. You're that villain, bro.
I
am.
I already told Saul, like, bro, they offered me like I don't know, like $3 million somewhere. Like I'm gonna leave.
Honestly, bro, come on, you guys, tell me if you get an offer for $3 million to leave Los Compas Podcast and join a network or some shit.
Are you telling us
or are you just fucking dipping?
I wouldn't do it.
Miguel, you wouldn't do it?
$3 million? It's not about the money for me, bro. It's about the fucking memories. Actually, no, I would do it, but then I'd come back.
Shut the fuck up. No, you wouldn't. No. this guy trying to be humble.
$3 million? I mean, $3 million in this fucking economy, that ain't shit, huh? But
that's like a cheeseburger with some cash.
If you're smart with it, you can invest it.
Yeah, it's all about how you use the money. You can do a lot of shit with $1 million. $3 million, that's three times.
Look, I would take $3 million and I would split it between the three of us.
But then you can't come back to the podcast.
But at least you get a million. Oh,
that's true.
So you're going to be left with like what? 1.2?
1.2? Yeah. Actually, you know what? Never mind. Because I didn't even think about the taxes.
Wait, why are we getting taxed on that money?
It's all under the table, bro. It's under the table.
Cash.
Yeah, cash. Cash money.
Nah, at that point, this is a fucking cartel network. I'm not joining this shit. I'm out.
Hey, but it's worth it in the long run.
Bro, who's going to be giving you $3 million under the table?
Someone that's dying? I don't know. Sugar mama, sugar daddy?
I don't know. Let's say fucking Me Too.
Me Too.
Me Too hits me
too.
Up.
Yeah, Me Too. That's actually good.
$1 million want to buy your guys' podcast. Boom.
And then we can't be a part of it and we just do our own thing?
We've had some, I'm not going to say like $3 million, crazy million, but like we've had like some people say like, I buy this show. The numbers weren't right, bro.
Yeah.
Numbers weren't that's right. Crazy. Like, not worth
it. Damn.
Fuck that.
All right, I'm leaving though. I'm for sure leaving.
I know you
are. $3 million under the table?
Yeah, not in a heartbeat leaves. No.
Yeah, but like it isn't like Miguel said, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not being friends with you guys. You know, no, we're not just a podcast.
Uninvited to my wedding.
I'll help you guys out. Any debt you guys got, clear that shit right away.
You know that's a pretty big backstabbing move, right? And we probably wouldn't be friends afterwards. You know that, right?
Yeah, you guys would stop being friends.
Like you do understand that part, right? Right.
Yeah. Like well, we're put yourself in that situation, Hans. If Rex left the group because of $3 million. You wouldn't be friends with him anymore?
Honestly, I'm very like, I don't know. I feel like the way I am, I don't care.
There you go. Just, that's the right attitude.
I mean, good for you. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean Rex is going to stop talking to you.
Yeah, I don't want to stand in the way of someone making money. Like, if there's an opportunity for you to make $1 million to leave for another shit, hey, that was a nice run, my boy. It doesn't mean we're going to stop talking, but I'll go get your back.
See, that's the right mindset, guys. You guys are looking at it the wrong
but
way.
But if it was like, nah, fuck you guys, man. You guys were fucking whack. Like, fuck, that's why I left. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's me for sure. Yeah,
I would
leave in that way.
I'd do all the fucking editing. I'd do all the networking.
I'd be like, Miguel, you're a fucking pussy. You're a bitch ass. Oh, Moises, fuck you and your fucking glasses. I'm out of here, dude.
They both have glasses.
We all have
fuck
glasses.
Both of you and your fucking glasses. I'm gonna buy
fuck you, bitch.
Contact.
You have glasses, dummy.
I got $3 million, bro. I'm gonna fix my vision. I'm gonna get some fucking whatever the shit. Yeah, exactly.
LASIK.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, LASIK. My bad.
And then you got to do it like 10 years again because it's not forever.
True. Hey,
that's true.
Speaking about surgery, hey, we were kind of talking about this off camera, but I was very shook that you didn't know about this, Hans. So we were talking about how if we wish that there was a drug to make your dick bigger. And
I'm taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
automatically
say.
Me too. And everybody could use a couple more inches, bro. And don't
I'm
say
Miguel's already done.
Oh, that's what got their leg.
I'm Gucci.
I feel like I'm chilling where I'm at. But like, if I can have like a mean 7.5, 8.
Yeah.
I'll be talking shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. That's big dick energy, bro.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, bitch. Make me a sandwich. I don't know. I feel like I'll be talking shit. Honestly. Like everybody, bro. I walk in a room, like, shut up.
Yeah. But then we're not necessarily talking about the drug. So what I was surprised that this one didn't know about was, so there's a surgery out there that exists that every guy has 3 inches of dick hidden in them that is just there. It's just chilling in your body. And there's a surgery that.
That sounds kind of sus.
Well, I don't know, bro. I'm not God. I didn't make that feature. All right.
You got 3 inches
like in you?
Yeah, it's just like there inside, bro. Hidden, just waiting to be used. But there's a surgery that you can get that
unleashes
the doctors pull essentially those 3 inches out and you get extra 3 inches of dick.
But is it guaranteed to like work the same? Like
yeah, yeah. It just essentially makes your dick longer.
And
it's natural because it's there.
Do it first and then like
I'll be the guinea pig.
If it comes out good, I'm down.
Hey, do it. If it works, get sponsorship and then promote it.
Damn.
Bro, but can you guys imagine food? Like, I don't know. Like, if you, what? For the most part, everyone has like average size or a little above average size, right?
What's average size?
I feel like average size is like what? 5, 6?
Because like the reason I asked that, my bad, Moises, go ahead.
I'm like, what's average? Like 2, 3?
No. Every guy would be happy.
I think average is like what? Like 5?
Yeah. So that is also my answer. And the only reason I asked that is because I asked my fiance. And she said that fucking average is 7 inches, bro. I was like, no mames, way.
Maybe in the
fuck
industry?
For real.
7 in my fucking culo.
I'm like, are your previous relationship 7? Is that what you're saying? Because goddamn, that's not me at all, bro.
I'm going to tell you guys, you guys have any lady fans? If you guys do, I'm going to tell you guys right now, 7 inches is not average.
It is not average. Yeah, so ladies out there.
Yeah, average is like 5-ish, 5.5 inches. You can Google that shit too.
I would just four for the short kings out there. You know,
okay, no, four or five.
Five on, is the average.
Make but like four, imagine bro. Having Make like four, fucking 10. That's too much. Like no one's gonna wanna fuck you unless you're a porn star.
I feel like that's uncomfortable, bro. Like how do people live with 10-inch penises?
Know. I can't do that. That's too much. That's scary.
Yeah, like cause where do you put it away, bro? I feel like I'm already uncomfortable with mine. I'm not gonna say how big it is, guys. I'm not information that doesn't need to be out there. Yeah.
So average is 5.1 to 5.5 inches.
There you go.
In what country though? In what country?
United States of America, bro. America.
Yeah, where the fuck are we, bro?
I'm just saying.
I think the closer you are to the what is it to like Africa? Like I think the bigger your dick is. Yeah. Like that.
But yes, that makes sense. That makes sense for sure.
So I'm sorry to all my Asian kings.
I'm sorry. But it's not like this is shit that we're not making up. If you look up the facts and you go to a predominantly Asian country and you look up the average size of a dick, it's going to be smaller. This is just like facts.
I heard in Thailand it's like crazy.
Yeah. If you're single, Miguel, if you're single.
I was like, why the fuck is this shit in centimeters, bro? I can't read centimeters.
Miguel, since you're single, maybe you can try to look for like a Filipino girl or maybe for like a Thai girl. Someone around there, you know,
because a lady boy,
because oh, Miguel,
I'm sorry, where are you going with
question
this?
Mark?
Where are you going with this?
No, so
are you, going
are you trying to say that I'm small?
No, because you have a fucking gigantic third leg,
no,
it's
no,
just
no,
sitting there waiting to be used.
I
don't know, I don't honestly, I don't know where,
I don't know. I feel like you're calling me small over here, and I should go to a country where they're used to smaller ones
because over there, since all the experience is small, you have a big old shlong dong. They can experience the big old schlong.
Just don't go to Ecuador because they're the number one.
Apparently. Oh, Ecuador? Damn. Ecuador.
Their average is almost 7.
Damn, that's pretty good, dude. Monica was probably living in fucking Ecuador at that time.
Studied abroad?
Because, goddamn.
Oh, man. When she sees
yeah, 7
episode,
is like chilling.
Yeah, chilling.
You know, you can talk shit.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. You know, like not too disrespectful, but you can be like, yeah. I'll get to when I get to it. Like,
and then Cambodia is average 3.9. They're the smallest.
I'm going to Cambodia.
Shout out to my Cambodians out there. I love Cambodians. I used to work at the casino around a lot of Cambodians, and they're fucking dope ass people.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I move to Cambodia. I'm going to be packing over there.
Hell yeah. And you can get shit. Take a $500 and you fucking sit over there, bro. Because you get a lot of shit cheap out there. Anyways, guys. That's a good ass intro, bro, to Los Compas Podcast. Welcome back to another fucking episode, man. Again, we got the boy Hans. Hey, we're collecting fucking bueno guests like fucking Infinity Stones, bro.
Damn, you guys all just need what,
we
Rex?
Got Saul, you need Rex. He said he was down. Let's see Wendell. Hey, shout out Rex.
Shout out Rex.
Shout out Saul.
Be down. He works from home now, so he'll be down.
Hey, I'll go to him. Fucking portable.
Oh, yeah.
Portable podcast.
Portable on the road.
Yes, sir.
I'm on tour right now, honestly.
Hey, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on tour. I was on Ponte Las Pilas a couple weeks ago.
Hey, shout out to them.
Before that, it was Last One y Nos Vamos.
Hey, shout out to them, too. I met them at the, not that, yeah. With the live event. That's the first time I met you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I met this fool and Sao and everybody. Damn, it was a dope ass night.
We were up to like, what, fucking 4 in the morning?
Yeah, we were out hella late, bro. I ended up calling out the next day just because like, I just wasn't having it, bro. I was like, I had a good time last night. I was drunk. And yeah, I think we were out until like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It was you, Saul. I think it was Magali.
Magali.
And then me and my girl. And then Andy was there for a little bit, but then he had to leave.
Yeah, then he left.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was on Magali's way.
For real. But I wanted to make that Infinity Stone reference. Are you a big Marvel fan?
I am.
Yeah.
I like to say I am. I mean, maybe not like you guys. I don't know. Maybe we're the same.
I'm a big fan.
My brother's a big Marvel fan, bro.
Yeah.
I think Marvel is... this Deadpool movie has to save us, bro.
Yeah.
Because right now, Marvel hasn't done shit.
Yeah, The last few movies were kind of weak, for sure.
Because Marvel's was fucking stupid. Everything Marvel's been doing... Loki was the only exception to the show. I was like, damn, bro.
Loki was dope.
But I don't know, everything else, bro, is fucking trash. So hopefully this Deadpool movie saves us.
Yeah.
You gotta have the ups and downs, man. You gotta have bad quality stuff to appreciate the good quality stuff, you know?
Nah.
All right.
Why settle? Right. Like you've said before, Miguel, why settle?
It's not really settling. I just feel like some material, you just can only get so much out of it, you know?
Nah, they gotta put the money to use, bro.
Well, I heard they're making a new Spider-Man, aren't they?
I think Sony wanted to make their own Spider-Man again. Like Sony, because Marvel has been making the movies, But Sony has also their division of hero movies that they're making.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, Sony fucks up everything.
They do.
Bro,
you saw Morbius?
Yeah. Madam Web was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I heard.
They say, that's why, I don't know if you guys heard, but Bad Bunny backed out of that role. He backed out of the Lucha Libre. Was it?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's the character?
Fuck, I don't remember.
El Muerto or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
He backed out of it.
But everyone says that Sony likes to lie. Because those girls that they had on the movie, they said they was going to be a part of Marvel. But it wasn't.
Dang.
Sony's his own shit, bro.
Sony, yeah. They be fucking everything up, dude. I don't trust them when they make movies. But yeah, Marvel, they do like fucking the one with Thanos. That one was amazing where he snapped everybody away. And that was my question to you. If you were in Thanos' position and you had the ability to snap away half the Earth's population. But this one, I'll make it super specific. If you were to snap away half of the IE members, so Bueno, IE and Friends, Besties, everything Inland Network Entertainment. If you had the power to snap away half of the members, who would you fucking snap away, bro?
Damn, bro.
Is that a fair question?
Remember, bro, this guy still has to go back, right? It's not like he's not leaving. He has to go back to them.
Remember when he snapped.
No, but remember, he has the editing powers now, so he doesn't need half of them now, technically.
Damn.
So he should be good. He should be solid.
Oh, man.
You're just instigating causing shit, bro. Remember when he snapped.
I know, bro. I just, these are cool questions, you know?
Hernan's a fucking rat.
I think I'm going to have to...
Who are you snapping away, bro?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to snap away.
Remember, it was random. It was 50%, 50-50 chance.
No, but
chance.
He gets to choose.
I get to choose.
He gets to choose.
I'm going to snap away Rex.
Damn.
He's going to be hard and I'll be like, wow, really, fool? I'm going to snap away Rex. I'm going to snap away probably Vanessa and Stephanie.
Hey, and you have any vices? There's going to be at least
one
Isis member.
Oh, and Isis is there too. No, Isis has to go with Rex. So they can be happy like in their world.
Hey, IE and Besties has been officially fully snapped away,
bro.
Yeah,
they're snapped out. That's crazy. Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to leave Vanessa.
Okay.
So she can fucking work hard and edit. She can learn what it is.
To learn?
To be stressed
out.
Ooh,
she doesn't want to edit?
Yeah, she don't want to edit. So she's going to be there. And then it'll just be me, Saul, or Aaron.
Aaron?
And Caesar.
Oh, so Caesar, Aaron, all the IE and Friends is good. You guys are solid. IE and Besties, you're down one, and then one is good. You guys, you still got Saul in you.
I still got Saul in me.
Damn, cool. Hey, I'm sorry, Rex, bro. I'm sorry.
What about you guys? What, like, who would you snap
away? I'm snapping away both of them right away.
Damn.
It's just me.
Bro, we already know it. None would sell us out instantly, so.
Yeah, he's giving a villain, huh? He's giving
No.
No longer since, Los Compas. It's El Compa Podcast.
Since we're smaller, you can only pick one of us, bro.
Smaller. All right. You know what? I think nah. It's not both. It has to be both of them.
One or the other.
It has to be one or the other. Nah, fuck, dude. What is this? I had to pick a child. My favorite child.
Pretty much.
Damn, yeah. That's tough.
Who's your favorite? Got it.
Damn.
I feel like okay. So this is tough.
All right, later, guys.
This is tough, but the only reason why I would keep this person around is because this is the reason why we are all together. Mm. Technically, so it would have to be Moises because. If Moises wasn't here, then I wouldn't have hung out with Miguel. So
I feel like he's capping because I trained him at Target, but you know
you did cool. For one fucking day, bro. And then after that, I didn't see you again.
And then I came in and I brought us together. So fuck off.
Yeah,
Thanks I think we all have that one friend that brings everyone together.
Yeah, who is it for you guys?
Probably Rex.
And you snapped him away.
I know, but sometimes he annoys me.
He served his purpose.
Nah, but I think he serves his purpose. That thing is Rex, because Rex always like, we do something, so, let's invite this person, or let's blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And we never think about it, not because we don't want to invite that person, but it's just like, let's go do this. Like, all right, let's go, like, last minute. He's like, well, hold on, let me call, let me call Caesar and Aaron. I'm like, all right, then.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
That's
dope. He's social.
Yeah.
Social butterfly, like Moises, very, bro. Very. Yeah, so I would keep Moises if I had to, but nah, the true answer is both of them.
Don't worry, Miguel.
What about you guys?
I'm stepping it away.
Fuck.
I'm low-key leaning towards a no also.
After his answer, yeah.
Damn. It's kind of personal. but Moise put me through a lot of shit, too. So he's not
bro,
he's up
just
there, too.
Snap me away, bro. Snap me away. It's fine.
I'd rather do both of you. Just choose, get rid of my headaches.
You made me choose one. You got to choose one.
Can I snap away your girls instead?
That's crazy.
Ooh, fuck.
I thought you were gonna ask that when you were going when you were asking if you were snap away the population. I thought you were gonna say like women.
Oh my!
Imagine our planet food.
It's just men.
Just men.
Damn.
I mean, we definitely survive, but after a while, like, how are we gonna?
We'd be slowly dying down because there's no way to populate there.
Yeah.
The Earth again. Or we evolve.
Or we evolve.
Become what? True. Frogs.
Evolution is a thing. So
is it frogs that can change sex when there's not enough of one another?
Is it frogs?
I don't know. Is there frogs or lizards?
Miguel, if you were reincarnate, you would be a frog.
If I reincarnated, I think I choose a penguin, to be honest.
Because they'd be suited up all day.
Penguin.
An emperor penguin, though, you know, just be like.
But you're living in the fucking wherever penguins are in Antarctica.
It's fine, bro. It's fine. It's fine. I'm chilling.
Then you got to run away from polar bears and
sea lions.
Sea lions.
I'd pick a spider and I'd fucking haunt Moisés for the rest of my life, 100%.
Damn, you're scared of spiders? Hey, low key, I don't like insects either, bro.
Yeah,
I'm scared of spiders too. I can't cap. Spiders, I ain't gonna lie.
I'd be crawling over him all night, you know, to be like,
Bro, I was watching this video on TikTok. Was it yesterday? Last night? I can't remember. About people who like work with cranberries, like harvesting. And apparently, when they harvest cranberries, they flood their fields and all the cranberries float. But I guess you use wolf spiders as natural pesticides.
What the fuck?
And so
they like release them or what?
For their fields, and so they're natural pesticides. And then that when they flood them, like there's always a chance that a spider can like jump onto one of the guys working or one of the people working in the fields.
Fuck
and bite that. Them. And so I guess one of the questions that people get asked when they first get interviewed is like, "Are you scared of spiders?" And are you okay with possibly getting bit by one?
What the? Bro, I'm out.
I mean, they give you benefits and shit, like fucking insurance.
They better give you fucking health insurance if you're gonna get bit by one.
I mean, if they don't and you get bit, you could probably sue, no?
Or they probably have something. Because you probably signed, you signed the contract, bro. Smart,
huh? Yeah, are they poisonous, smart. Though?
I don't think so.
I don't know, but I think they're big, bro. Wolf spiders just sounds fucking huge.
I think they're just painful.
Papa, just, you know, to swing at them,
you
bro.
Just turn into fucking Spider-Man after that. That'd be crazy.
And then the new fucking story starts.
Bro, if you guys were to be Spider-Man, you guys got bit by a spider and became Spider-Man, would you guys tell, like, would you guys keep it like a mystery? You guys tell, like, certain people or?
No, I'm telling everybody.
Yeah?
I'm fucking unmasked. I'm not even going to have a costume. I'm going to just be regular fucking dude.
I want all the paparazzi. I want everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd keep it a secret.
Damn.
My thing is like, bro, you're a superhero, bro. How are you broke? Like, my boy, like,
fucking. Because you kept that shit a secret.
I don't know. I would fucking, I'll be a villain then, huh?
I'd start robbing banks and shit then.
Yeah, I'd rob a bank and get money.
Like, if you had invisibility, like, how are you going to get caught, bro? How do those people get caught in the first place? If you're invisible and you rob a bank, you just go in and get the money.
They threw flour on them, bro.
True. I'm not. That's true.
You still need access to the bank, fool.
I don't know, but there has to be an easy way to just steal money if you're invisible. But that's a good ass question. This is a topic that I had for you for a little bit later, but this is perfect to like ask it. If we lived in like a different timeline, or if you went to a different timeline where you exist and you can choose whatever like career or whatever like you do in that lifetime or in that life, like what would you choose as like your career? And it can't be something that you can still do in your current life. Like if you want to be a teacher, you can't choose that because you could still that. You could technically still do that here in this lifetime. So like if you were in a different lifetime, like for me, I'll give you an example because I love soccer. I think for me, it's too late to be a fucking soccer player just because my fucking cardio is horrible. My bones are probably bad and now I'll get injured every fucking day. But if I was in a different timeline, I would fucking like be a professional soccer player.
I was going to say pro athlete, but.
Pro athlete.
But I don't know why I have to change it. Honestly, bro, to me, fuck the fame. Like, if I can be in a different lifetime, I want to be like, I don't know, for like family generations of fucking oil billionaire owners or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'll just fucking live my life in peace. Like, no one can bug me.
That's true.
Have my friends and family around, but you know.
Yeah. Because you don't really hear about people that like own oil companies and they're like out fucking flaunting their shit. They just live in peace with their money.
That's what you think, bro.
Powerful men.
That's what you think. They're just hidden out there, bro.
True. So you'd be a fucking oil.
But to make it like exciting for everybody watching, I'm gonna say that fucking.
You'd be a porn star.
Hey yo, what?
I feel like an artist, bro. Like a reggaeton artist or like just a cool like a singer, like an artist.
What would you be your artist name though? Hans is already a cool name, to be honest.
Little Hansi.
Little Hansi.
Little Hansi.
Nah. I feel like it's a rapper name, bro.
Is it?
Little Hansi?
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know what my name would be, but I feel like an artist.
An artist, okay. That's a good answer.
What about you guys? Well, you said
So I'll be a soccer player. I'll be the next Messi in that timeline.
The next Messi in that timeline? That's crazy.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
I'd have two choices. Be the Mexican soccer player that takes Mexico to the World Cup and wins it, like the final, you know? Or an astronaut.
Astronaut. Okay. Oh, that's dope. I think astronaut would be cool.
You fucking bitch.
Well, you want to be an astronaut?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Be a stripper, bro. Be like the world's most famous stripper ever.
He has that.
Like the Mel Kardashian?
Like the Mel. You could be the fucking Mel Kardashian. Start off with the sex tape and just become famous off of that.
You ever see that fucking... Boy, I remember watching that in middle school.
The sex tape? Yeah. The Kim K? Have you guys ever watched it?
Wait, which one?
The Kim K?
The shit was below mid, bro.
It was. At the time I watched it in middle school, bro, when I was watching, I think I saw it, 7th grade? I remember seeing it, and I was like, fuck, bro. I told my homie's like, bro, you want to see that shit? It's good. And then as I got older, and I was like, this shit's fucking whack, bro. That shit's whack.
You weren't into Ray J?
I've never seen it, bro.
Nah?
No.
The fuck? Fake as fuck, dude.
I swear, I've never seen it.
Oh, my boy will send you the link after.
I'm going to send you the link. I got you.
In the future life, I'd be a porn raider, you know? I'd go what and I'd be fuck? Like, I'd rate it on like 1 to 5.
That'd be wow, but
I'd you make a lot of astronaut, bro.
I'd watch videos and I'd be like, you know what? This is worth the stroke. You know, three strokes out of five.
You're on fucking page 268.
Yeah. I'd be like the Yelp for porn.
Mm. Hey, okay.
Okay. That's a good one.
But you got to rate every type, bro. And there's some crazy types out there.
Let's rate the fucking sex tapes then, bro. I'm just kidding. I've only seen that probably the Kim Kardashian one.
That's it.
The Kim K one probably.
While you guys were watching Kim K, I was shown 2 Girls, 1 Cup.
Yes.
I've seen that too, though.
That's classic.
Bro, you guys remember that shit called Pain Olympics?
Oh,
God. Oh, I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it, though.
Yeah, bro.
Do you want to explain it for the people at home? I'm just kidding.
Mr. Hand.
Yeah. Mr. Hand. The one I seen from Pain Olympics was like the dude like ties his balls, his nuts with like a string, and he starts fucking
like a fucking punching bag.
Bro, I saw
the jar one.
Which one?
The jar. The guy just takes a
and it
jar,
fucking breaks.
And it breaks
when it's in there.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I'm pretty sure they still have those videos, huh?
Hey, Mr. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still out there.
They're probably archived or something.
Mr. Hands, that's the horse one, right? That one's fucking horrible too. I didn't see it, but I heard the story about it. How he passed away because of that shit. He like died.
Which one?
It's a horse. He led a horse. Mm. I'm gonna let the rest in your imagination.
It's reality, huh?
And then he died because of it. And then eternal bleeding. Do you guys ever remember in middle school? Or I think it was in high school when I saw it. People would be like, "Hey, look up Blue Waffle."
Oh.
Or Meat Spin.
Or Meat Spin, bro.
I haven't seen that one, but Blue Waffle, bro, I remember.
You were just in fucking, you were traumatized because of it.
Bro, I remember there was some girl in middle school, like people would call her Blue Waffle.
Blue Waffle girl. That's fucked.
And I was like, damn. Like,
in middle school?
That's crazy.
Damn, bro. We talked about this in P-Killer, how like bullying was a fucking crazy thing in like elementary school and middle school. But goddamn, to call someone Blue Waffle Girl?
Yeah, Blue Waffle Girl, but they would call, I remember that. But like, bro, I that's just how kids are, bro. Because when I was in elementary, middle school, I was mean too. And then I got to high school and I started calming down. And I was like, all right, well, you know?
A lot of it is like, as a kid, like you have no filter too.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, you things come to your head and you're like, bam. And then an adult, you start to like process like, oh, fuck.
You still don't have a filter.
But like you have a filter. He knows whether you use it or not is on you. But
yeah,
as a kid, like you fucking just spitfire everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, bro. Cause I remember like
talking about you, sorry.
Shut your bitch ass up, bro.
Yeah, bro. There used to be this girl with hairy arms. And I remember like when I was a kid, I was like, oh, what is that? Like, oh, why you have hairs? Cause it's like something you just think. You don't have a filter. And it's true, bro. Like you really don't.
Honestly, Hans, bro, I mean in this in the most nicest way possible, but you do look like someone that would bully me in high school for sure.
No, bro, look, this is the thing. When I was in elementary and middle school, I was skinny, bro, my whole fucking life. Skinny ass kid. Like scrawny, bro, like 100 pounds, 110 pounds up to high school. I was always skinny. But the thing about me is I always had an older brother.
Mm.
So, like, they knew that. And they're like, oh, we don't fuck this.
We don't fuck with this.
Yeah, he's gonna call his brother.
Yeah,
you know, so that was always me. And then, like, I knew how to, I didn't say I'm not a fucking professional fighter, but like, my brother bullied me and I grew up fighting. So I would fight other kids. And then, you know, I would always get into fights. I'm not saying I would win fights, I would lose and win, whatever, but I grew up like that. So people kind of saw that and they're like, oh, I don't wanna fuck with this.
Yeah.
You know, fuck but that, it's dude. Stupid because looking back, I'm like, bro, I was scrawny, bro. Anyone could have fucked me up.
But you had like, a bodyguard, so it's fine.
Yeah, bro. I was very manipulative, bro, when I was a kid. Very. Like, I hit you
no
mentally.
No one's going to touch me. I'll just call him.
I kind of want
to
show you.
I had no
a
one
fucking...
to call, man. I had no one to call. I was the oldest. Yeah. So
I'm going to show you a picture, and I really don't want to, but just for the sake of content, I'll put it here so everybody can see it.
Okay.
I want to show you how skinny I was.
Oh, that's going to show me like a dick pic or something.
Hey, nah, that's for later, bro.
I think I have a picture of you, too.
Yeah, well, this is when I was in high school. I'll show you a picture of how fucking skinny I was. Well, and then maybe you can tell me if this is how maybe how you were in high school, since you say you're skinny or in school.
You show me, then I'll show you one.
I got you, bro. I got you. But this does lead to another question, bro. This was bringing up shit that like we wanted to talk to him about. This was like, who leaked the fucking questions to him, bro?
This was
Miguel?
Moises.
Right. Moises?
You know I love leaking shit.
I leaked that third leg, bro.
I'm not leaking that. That's an archive for sure.
That's for our Patreons. What is it, man? I had one of your pictures from high school when you graduated.
What the fuck? How did you get my pictures from high school? I didn't know you then.
I mean, I can send it here. I'll send it to you in our group chat. See if this is the one you saw.
He dug up a lot of dirt on you, Hernan, because he wanted to keep you blackmailed just in case you wanted to leave the podcast one day. So I'd be careful of you.
This is a picture I have. This is a picture
yes,
I have.
Yes, bro. It's that fucking picture. Why the fuck you have this, bro? That's fucked up. All right, Hans, I'm going to show you this picture, and please don't laugh at me, all right? I'm very insecure about my body.
Why are you saying rats in the chat, bro?
I'll put the picture here, too, for everybody at home that wants to make fun of me.
Listen, why are you saying rats in the chat, bro?
Sending rats in the chat. Look at this shit, bro. Look how fucking skinny my face was. This was in high school. This is when I graduated in high school, but it wasn't any better before, either.
There's four of them in that chat, bro.
Like, my face was super skinny.
Yeah.
My ears were hella big, so everybody would always make fun of my ears.
See, that's the thing. I was skinny like you too, bro. But yeah. I can tell, like, you're like a dweeb.
Yeah. He's not wrong, bro. He's like, not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Bro, I'm telling you. Well, I'll show you. Well, this is me. I'm going to show you a picture of middle school so you can have an idea.
This was going to show me a fucking thugged out photo. On
you. Nah, bro. Right. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, you were doing that shit to kids? Like, how?
And then, did you not middle eat? School, bro. Did you not eat in high school? No, or like,
dude. Hey, are you okay if I post it?
Yeah, I don't care. You can post it.
Send it to me too, man.
You're one of those obey kids.
Oh, no.
Yo, dude.
No.
I remember that.
That does not look like you, dude. Bro. You look completely... Hey, we all had gloves, bro. We all had gloves for sure.
Watch.
And fuck, then I don't even know what I look like in high school.
I look the same, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
Watch.
No, Miguel, you look a little different.
Oh, yeah.
You don't look like you do, or you don't look like you the way that you did in high school for sure.
You don't look like the way you did.
You look worse.
Nah, bro. I feel like I had a glow, man. I feel like I got a little chunkier. You know, I fit in my face now.
No, you definitely had a glow, bro. Like, yeah, your metabolism slowed down. You started eating more. Maybe even working out a bit.
20, like a year after high school.
Bro, this fool is the most handsome fucking man I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna have to post that because if I show it closer, it's not gonna focus.
Okay.
Are you holding the WWE belt or what?
Can you send it to me? I'll send it to him.
It was a fedora. Yeah, I'll send it.
Yeah, send it. Yeah, man. Yeah, send it to me to text, and then I'll send it to him.
I went through my little phase where I was like a greaser, bro.
It fits you though, bro.
It's funny because I started my own little army, bro, in school. Because I'm telling you, I was skinny.
Yeah.
So like, I started my own little army, bro. I remember like I had like three fools rolling with me. They're all fucking just big.
Yo, who had his bodyguard too?
And I remember I would tell my homie at the time, I was like, "If we go get that for." go press that. Go check him. Ask him why he's wearing that bandana.
Yeah. No mames, bro.
Bro, it was funny, dog. I'm telling you. It was fun. Man. It was fun, though. High school was fun.
For you, maybe?
But like, you had a fucking blast, bro.
It's funny because in high school, I never bullied anyone. I just sent people.
Yeah, he like, wasn't doing it directly.
I wasn't doing it. I was just like, hey, bro. Yeah. And it wasn't people that were like dorky or anything like that didn't deserve it. It was more like people who thought they were like tough.
Yeah.
You know, like some girl told me, oh, this guy was bugging me. Like, all right, I got you. I'm gonna go send my goons.
Fucking goons, bro.
Gotta give him a check, bro.
I was the guy that Hans would send a goon to and they would just fucking, they would beat the shit out of me in high school, bro.
For what though?
You no, I didn't. I never got bullied in high school, but I never got like physically fucking touched, like assaulted or fucking beat up.
They just called you names.
But there's this one time where this fucking, it was just random as fuck, bro. Like one time we got released from class and then I started walking to the fucking locker room to get all my shit. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, I just get fucking shoved hella hard from behind. Just like fucking hella hard for no fucking reason. And I look back and it's a guy that's known to do shit like that. And I have no association with him. I don't talk to him. I don't do anything to him. I don't fucking say nothing. And just randomly as fuck, he definitely just like pushed me hella hard at random. And I just look back. It was like, what the fuck? Why? What was the reason for this?
You should have open hand smacked him.
Nah, bro. I was a bitch back then. I was a bitch back then. I wouldn't have done nothing.
Did you like put yourself in the locker and close it for him?
Shit. I probably would have done something like that for sure.
Imagine that shit.
I mean, he saw my picture. You could probably picture me doing something like that, bro.
For sure.
You should have grabbed his dick and twisted it, bro.
Grab that dick.
Would people respect me after that, though? That's the thing. What is the outcome?
Mm. Yes.
Because I grabbed the guy's dick.
They'd be afraid of you. I think it's like when you fight back, even if you lose, people respect you a little more. Like, oh, well, this fool stood his ground, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Even if he got his ass beat, who stood his ground? He's cool. Like,
that's true. That's true. Sign on business.
Or you piss him more off and then they beat the shit out of you again.
Or that.
It gets worse. Like, it gets worse after that.
Dude, people, did you not like, learn your lesson? Imagine.
Yeah. Nah, kids for sure still bully, yeah, bro. I'm on Twitter all the time and all I see is kid bully gets beat up by his fucking, the guy that bullies him or whatever. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Should we talk about it?
What? Talk about what?
About our Sherlock High incident.
Oh, that was wild.
Yeah.
You guys as
well. I don't know about this. So I'm in the same boat as you right now. I don't know what's going on.
A kid that can bleep out
as much as he needs to.
I will try to keep it as clean as possible.
I wouldn't know what to bleep out because I don't know the story.
A kid that was being bullied at our local high school here. Well, one of them, because we have two of them. I guess one day he just had enough, you know? And in the process of being bullied by that person, he brought out a sharp object and fought back. And there was a lot of punctures made and a lot of ketchup everywhere just to keep it clean. There's videos of it everywhere. We made it onto what, WorldStar or what? On the Twitter
that
page.
That was that bad then.
It was bad.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, bro. I think when you're a kid, like I'm talking about elementary through middle school, it's bound to happen. Bullies, like our kids are growing up, they just want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's fine, you know, but it's part of growing up, bro. Like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think once you get to high school, like, if you do that, like, come on, like, you gotta be a little, like, more like, come on, what are you doing, bro? You're already almost a teenager, like, you're almost a grown man, because after high school, you're gonna be 18. So it's like, and if you're still doing that, it's like, you're a little, like, you can't be doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, bro. That's really fucking damn.
Yeah, you're right. Like, last year I coached U10 soccer. And, like, all these kids are just, like, between the teams themselves, you know, they're just, like, calling each other, like, dog water and shit. And I was like, damn, bro, like, y'all mean as fuck, bro. You're just kids, like, goddamn, bro.
I feel like the bullying from this generation, obviously, it is an issue. But, the way they bully nowadays is funny because they implement a whole bunch of memes and shit. So, it's just funny.
Yeah. You're fucking dog water. You're fucking. Oh, that's funny.
Do the default skin dance on them.
Fortnite dances and shit.
Yeah.
So then it's safe to assume then, because I want to move on to the next topic here. It's safe to assume then you've been in a fight before, right?
Yeah.
A lot of, plenty of fights, yeah. You would say? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You would say you're a good fighter?
I mean, I'm not a fucking professional fighter.
No, but you can handle your own.
Yeah, I can handle my shit, you know?
Yeah.
I've gotten my ass beat. I've beaten people up too. Okay. But not like people who didn't deserve it. I wasn't going around beating people up.
Yeah, defending yourself.
I was just defending myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've...
Interesting.
I stood my ground.
Yeah, well, perfect. So the reason I'm asking this is because we asked this question to Saul, and he brought you up specifically too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask this to everybody if we ever had a podcast influencer boxing event,
mm-hmm.
Where it's just like podcasters or people similar in that area. And it was a bracket style, so round one, round two, round three. If you beat the person in round one, you move on to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want to face in the first round if you were in that fucking boxing tournament, the podcaster influencer boxing tournament?
I mean,
it could be anybody. It could be anybody.
I don't know. Whoever wants it, bro. You know, like, I'm not a boxer. I'm not like I feel like fighting with gloves, like what, the 12-ounce gloves, 8-ounce gloves.
Yeah,
it's harder than people think.
Yeah,
because it really is technique, right? Because you can throw a punch without the glove. You can throw it somewhat okay.
Yeah,
but with the glove, it's you're not gonna throw power in it because it's harder. So fuck. I mean, I don't know. I'm down for anybody, bro. Like.
Saul said specifically that he wouldn't want to fight you.
Why?
He wants to avoid you. Because he says that you would beat his ass. Let's just say that. Yeah, he said that you would beat his ass if he fought you.
I don't know. I mean, shit. I don't know, man. The boxing is different, you know.
Yeah.
Like if it was without gloves, and you know, maybe.
So I'm gonna do bare knuckle, dude.
But yeah, it's hard, bro. I think for people like that don't know, because people are like, oh, I would throw on the gloves, we'll fuck you up. But yeah, I think it's, if you guys both don't know how to box, it's fair game, honestly, because it takes a lot to throw a punch. You got to move your fucking hip and twist your fucking, I don't even know.
That's true. Would you be down to fight Miguel? This one says he's undefeated in boxing.
I could fight Miguel.
There you go, Miguel. Call him out. Call him out right now.
Hey, like, bro, why are you starting beef like that, man?
I'm not, but you always bring up how you're undefeated. I'm starting
to think that all the toxicity that Monica has is going to Hernan, and Hernan just be starting shit.
I just want to make things entertaining, you know?
I'd be down to box, because, I don't know, I just like boxing in general. I'm not a super big fan of it, but like you're saying, there's hella technique, man. There's hella different skills, you know? You got your fucking, like, arm reach and shit, weight classes, whatever, and it's... Mm-hmm. It's exhausting, you know, like fucking 3-minute rounds and you're just like, you know, it's all mental focus and shit. Yeah. Like, I'd be down to box. I might get my ass beat 100% sure, but you know, I'm 2-0, but they're not real freaking fights, man.
Nah, I feel you 100%, bro. I think, cause I've thrown a punch with a glove and it wasn't as powerful as it was when I threw it without a glove. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's fucking crazy, bro. Like, you throw that shit and it sounds like SpongeBob when he fucking punches fucking... What is that dude?
Oh, the fucking big shark?
Yeah. When flats? Flats the flounder. Yeah.
I'm like... Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough, but I mean, I'm down for fun. You know, charity, maybe we can raise up some money, donate.
I think...
be fun.
If you guys ever want to happen, because I've literally asked this question to every single guest we've had, and I feel like it would be like a cool idea. And if we do it for like charity, it would be super dope too. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can make it happen one day.
I'm down.
Just like a podcaster, and it doesn't have to be like, I'm pretty sure a lot of us don't know how to fucking box, but it'd be just fun.
Mm-hmm. But we could like set it up and start learning, you know?
Or we could take it serious too.
Get some local boxing gyms involved, you know, but they train me real quick, you know?
Who knows? I mean, Saul has the advantage of us right now because he's been like boxing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the stories. Yeah,
I'd kick his ass, bro. But it's personal. It's personal.
I feel like I would have a good chance because I feel like I'm a natural learner. I feel like I learn things very fast. Mm-hmm. So no matter what sport I play, even though if I'm not good at it, I'm pretty good at learning it pretty quickly. So if I pick up boxing, I feel like I could learn pretty fast.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I feel like I'm the same. I feel like I'm very competitive. When I put my mind in something, I can get good at it. Like I've always... I'm telling you, I'm not a fucking professional fighter, but like I know what I'm doing when I'm fighting.
We're on the next episode. We're gonna get one of your victims on, and he's gonna explain to us how this all cap, bro. This was like a professional.
A professional? Nah, but yeah, bro. I mean, I don't know if Saul mentioned this story, but we got down. Me and Saul were with some dudes. I forgot what city it was, bro. But we got invited to some party with some girl a while back, maybe 2020 or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2021 around there. We got invited to a party and it was me, Saul, Aaron, and then one of my friends named Eric. We got invited out there. We were chilling. We knew nobody, bro. Nobody. It was like 40. I think it was like heading towards Moville, like a little past Moville.
Okay.
We went to that party. We were chilling. This girl invited us. And then I guess it was her boyfriend's house. And one thing led to another, bro. Because this fool was being like, just like all fucking clingy on her, bro. Like, with her all the time. And I was like, bro, we're trying to talk to you. Like, not even like that, but we're trying to, like, you know, we're friends. Like, let me fucking conversate with your fucking girlfriend, bro. It's not even like that. Like, like, fuck out of here. You know, I couldn't say shit.
The fuck out of like, here, bro. Damn.
But I didn't say them that, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie. I was drinking a little bit and I started getting a little like, she's like, oh, my boyfriend's gonna get mad. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie. This started right there. I feel like he heard it. And I was like, I don't give a fuck if he hears.
Damn.
That's what I said. And I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, that was the only thing I said. And then, There was some other tall ass who was probably like 6'5", 6'7", bro. He was huge, big, skinny white boy. He kept talking to that dude's girl. And then after a while, we're all chilling in the kitchen and this dude comes up and he's like, he tells that tall dude, why talking to my girl, bro? I don't fucking appreciate that shit, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Acting hard with him, bro. And I was like, you know what? Let me be a bigger man, bro. Let me try to like stop.
Yeah.
And I went up to him. I was like, hey, bro, like he's not trying to get at your girl, bro. Like he was just talking to her about fucking, I don't know what, right? And he's like, nobody's fucking talking to you, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
And I was like, and so I looked at me. He's like, and I was like, all right. Let me calm down.
Yeah.
So whatever, I kind of just walked away. Whatever. And he left. And then I want to say 10 minutes later, his little homie comes, right? The owner of the house.
Nah, his minion.
Bro, he was short. And I'm talking about, he was probably like 5'3", 5'4". And I'm not that tall, bro. I'm like 5'9". But mm-hmm, compared right. to me, he was short.
Right.
And he comes up to me. He's like, hey, bro, what'd you say to my homie? And I was like, what? He said, what'd you say to my homie? And I was like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, and then his homie comes out of nowhere. He's like, yeah, bro, what the fuck did you say to me, bro? Like, this and that. Like, y'all trying to get on my girl, this and that.
No.
And I was like, look, bro, I told this homie because his friend, the dude that was trying to press me was acting too hard. And I was like, I'm not going to talk to you. I was like, let me calm this down. And I told his friend, this short homie, I was like, look, bro, your homie's over here acting hard for no reason. I was like, this dude's trying to press him because he thinks he's getting at his girl.
Yeah.
But he's not. I was like, I'm here trying to calm it down. Then he tried to get aggressive with me. And his homie understood it, right? He looked at his friend and said, oh, is this true? And he's like, nah, fuck that. Fuck these fools. Get them the fuck out of here. And I was like, bro, like, calm down, dog. And he kept acting tough with me, bro.
No.
So I was like, you know what, bro? You want to act tough, bro? Like, I'm tired of your shit. I was like, let's go outside. Let's go. But I didn't want to make a scene inside the house.
Yeah.
So I go outside. I'm waiting out there. This fool doesn't come. So me and Saul go out there. And then we're walking back in after like 5 minutes. And then I go back inside. And they're like standing by the door. And then we walk in like a huevo, you know? We walk in. And then the little homie's in my face again. And this time his little homie is talking shit to me. So I was like, bro, like, I looked at Saul. I was like, bro, like, I'm sorry, for, I have to. And this fool, just, you know, opened his mouth and I just,
understandable,
I just
man.
Two-pieced him, bro.
Damn. Two-piece
combo. Bop, bop. And then this fool's like, fell back. And then the tall fool swung at me and I moved and then Saul cracked him.
Damn.
And we started fighting, bro. And then his girlfriend socked me.
Oh, what the fuck?
And ended up being this fool pulled out a knife on me, bro.
No,
this fool pulled out a knife on me.
Fucking scumbag, bro.
I was mad. I was like, fuck you and your knife, homie. And then, yeah, I mean, we got down. We fucked them up.
Damn, bro. Moral of the fucking story, do not face Hans in round one of the podcast tournament, bro. Because.
Damn. Nah, it was. I hate fighting, bro. But I just don't like people. I feel like they see me like, oh, this fool's a little pussy.
Yeah.
A pretty bitch. Like, I don't know.
I get you, man. Yeah. It's like in that one video that I think Saul posted when you guys did the soccer tournament. And I think there was a little bit of a beef. Maybe not too much of an issue, but some guy was getting stupid. He was getting heated for no reason. And you're like, nah, we're not fighters this year. Like we're gonna take it.
Yeah.
We're gonna be chill. We're not about that life anymore. Yeah. We're about peace. You know?
It's different now, bro. Like now, bro, like it's not a little smack on the wrist, bro. Now you can go to jail.
Yeah.
You get arrested, you know, fucking someone pulls out a gun, shoots you, and then you're dead for what? Just for a little fucking fight? Like,
that shit is scary, dude. Yeah. That shit is terrifying. Like I told you guys, I was, I'm on Twitter once in a while. I always see, I don't know why the fuck my page ended up being this way, but I see a whole bunch of like really gruesome shit on my page nowadays. And it's all about people just doing everyday things. And then all of a sudden, maybe people in the background have beef and they pull out guns.
Yeah.
For any little thing now, people be pulling out guns, start shooting. And fucking crazy. Life is crazy right now, bro.
Yeah, definitely, bro. I think back then when I was growing up, I'm telling you, bro, like we were crazy, bro. Like me and my friends, my cousins and shit, my brother. I was always hanging out with my brother. And my brother's older than me. He's 32 now. But I always grew up around that, bro. Like we're always just fighting, getting into trouble, doing stupid shit. So I don't know. It was fun back then, bro. You're a kid, you know, doing all that stupid shit.
Yeah. But now it's different for sure.
But now it's fucked up. I'm not gonna lose my life over some dumb shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, and you guys are killing it, man. So
I've never been in a fight, so.
Don't be. Love, not
I feel like I'd take a hit and I'd be like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm like, I ain't gonna try.
It's because you're big and scarier, bro.
Moises is definitely a tough guy, but he's not like a violent guy. He's
a teddy bear.
Rich, he's a teddy bear.
I flinch every time I'm around him. I don't know what you're talking about.
He does punch really hard, for sure.
He's abusive. Mentally and physically.
He abuses, Hernan abuses all of you guys, huh?
Verbally, but not physically. Verbally, not physically.
Yeah, if he tried physically, sometimes that's worse.
Sometimes
try me physically
worse.
Right now, bro.
If Hernan tried physically bullying us, he'd get fucking jumped.
100%, bro.
I'd fucking hold him and I'd let Miguel just take it and go at it.
And it'd be personal for me because he's an America fan, so I would just beat the crap out of him 100%.
Stand on business, bro. Stand on business. Stand on business, bro.
That's how you're going to be looking on the floor, bro. You're going to be like,
But I'll be like this. I'll be like this, looking tough on the floor, knocked out. So
he's knocked out and he's still like
that. I'm still posted, bro. Yeah. So come through. Catch me in Rolling Heights. Shit.
Bro, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I bet. No, but not in Rolling Heights. I'm going to be over there.
So how'd you guys come up with the name with the Los Compas?
Yeah, well, Miguel likes to claim that he's the one that started it. Mm. That's what he claims.
I didn't set the name. I got us together rolling the ball to make the podcast. I forgot who made up the name though.
I think it was just a group effort because we've been wanting to do a podcast for a long ass time. The biggest reason or the number one reason we never started it is because we just couldn't fucking figure out a name.
Right.
A stupid ass reason to not start one, but. But yeah, it legit took us a whole year just to I think we started 2021 maybe saying that we wanted to do the podcast, and it took us that whole 2021 to figure out a name before we finally started it mid 2022. And it was legit the only reason we didn't start it. But honestly, don't know who's the one that brought up the idea of starting one. But after figuring out the name, I know it was a group effort. We all know for sure that we wanted to start one, and then we were like, "Fuck it, man, let's make it happen one day." And it's like you said. Yeah, honestly, yeah, it's like same. It could be fucking, maybe Miguel is right. Maybe we're fucking gaslighting him and he is the one that fucking started it.
I mean, the only reason I was into stuff like that was I was watching a lot of vlogs, little mini vlogs, David Dobrik's vlogs and stuff. I'm like, it'd be cool to vlog, but I don't think we'd be able to vlog because we all live separately. I'm like, well, let's just do a podcast. That's pretty similar, you know? Just, well, not really similar, but it's the same kind of vibe.
I think, you know what else was? It was also because, we were, I was streaming on Twitch and Ed and I was streaming on Twitch. And, we would just always, be talking shit on there. We're like, fuck, dude. We always talk shit on there.
Record our conversations.
Might as well just record our conversations that we talk shit about.
Yeah, I think it's like that with us, too. Because, I mean, for every time we play, FC or back then we're playing FIFA, we're always just fuck around. And yeah. I've always told Saul, because I was going to start streaming too, but he couldn't figure something out. I don't know what he said.
I told him to hit me up and I'll set it all up for him. Because it's super easy, bro. It's
fun,
not hard.
Bro. It's really fun. I want to start streaming too. And while we play, I feel like it'll be fun.
Telling you guys, if you guys need help setting up a stream, let me know.
I'm down.
I'm a 40-minute drive, so super easy to set up. And then I'll teach you in 5 minutes and then you'll have it set for whenever you want to start streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the biggest, I think the second biggest reason is because since we all live so far apart, we don't really get a chance to hang out anymore. They have a better chance to hang out than I do because I have to fucking drive all the way.
And hang out with me.
And
so when was the last time you guys hung out?
It hasn't been too long. They've been over this year, I think, already, right? We've hung out this year.
We were over there in January.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be over there in 2 weeks.
You hung out with a nun?
For a couple hours.
When I went to Disneyland.
It was a quick little drive, but you went over there.
I was before that, I think, what was it, last year for my engagement?
Yeah.
For my proposal?
But, yeah. Point is, we try our
you're
best.
You're married?
No,
I proposed last year. Yeah,
you proposed, okay.
Yeah. Congrats. And he came through. We all got together. It was cool.
And you're
engaged. I'm engaged too.
When's your wedding?
We have no idea. to be determined.
Pending.
DVD, bro.
You still might beat me, bro. 2027 is for me for now.
Maybe. Yeah, we try to see each other often, but because of these reasons, since we don't see each other often, we're like, podcast is a perfect time to at least get together once a week at least.
Yeah.
And catch up, talk about shit, whether it be trendy news or what we've been doing. I feel like what we've been doing recently is not really like trendy news. It's just like fun, creative shit to talk about and then just bullshit, you know, just bullshit as friends.
I think that's how we are, bro. We never write anything down. We just... We hit fucking play, we start recording, and then just boom, whatever comes out of our fucking mouth.
Yeah.
So I feel
like that's the best, right?
Yeah.
It's genuine.
Yeah.
It's not scripted.
We have a cool dynamic. So I feel like we bounce off each other.
Fuck yeah, bro. And you guys, everybody, it's like this. I'm pretty sure every podcast that has multiple people on the podcast, but everybody brings their own type of humor, their own type of shit to the podcast.
Yeah.
Like us, we're all we all have different types of humor. We're all similar. We all like similar shit, but like Miguel's type of humor is different than mine, and mine is different than Moises, and bringing that together, and it brings like good entertainment. Yeah. And it's like the same with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys have like, you, I feel like you have a fucking funny sense of humor, but you feel like yours is a little bit more like serious.
Yeah.
Versus like, so I was like more out there, more bubbly, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word.
No, yeah, yeah.
And then Rex is also like quiet. I don't know. I feel like for him, he seems like a shy guy, but like he's always, I know he's like very like
Rex
talkative.
Is,
like
Rex's,
he knows
ADHD
how to talk to people.
Is like, it's crazy because it's like, he's the one that starts everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, me and Saul will be talking about something, and then Rex will be like, fucking, damn, fool, imagine a monkey fucking a dog. Like, you're doing like crazy shit. I'm like, what? Motherfucker, like, what? What are you talking about? And like, shit like that, how Rex's jokes are.
Yeah.
So I feel like that makes the show interesting too.
Yeah. And I feel like it's better that way.
Yeah, definitely.
As if everybody has like a, everybody likes, I'm sure you guys have similar shit that you guys like, but everybody's sense of humor is a little bit different in terms of like when you bring all those three different senses of humor together, it makes something like good.
Yeah. So if you have a friend that's a mongolazote, bring him on the pod.
Yes, sir. Bring him on.
You'll be cool. You'll be funny.
All right.
Yeah. That was a big ass word.
Moises has a fucking question that he wants to ask you. But before we get to that, we have this thing of like weird food combinations that we do. Miguel doesn't even want to talk about it.
They're not weird, bro.
It's like a two-part question. So I wanted to ask you, Moises has this thing that he doesn't like. So it's, I don't know if you've seen those trends, like I'm Mexican, but I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. So me, I'm Mexican, but I don't like mole. And I know a fucking bunch of people will definitely give me shit if I don't like mole.
Okay.
And then Moises, you have one that you had said recently too. What was that? Forget it.
Does it depend on how it's made for you though?
I just don't like mole in general, dude. I don't know.
I've had like,
no, it's not the way it looks. I don't know. I just don't enjoy it.
Like the sauce or the chicken or what? What? It's just the sauce,
I don't know,
right?
Bro. I'm just, mole maybe
is
the I'm sauce. Just weird.
Mole is the sauce, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't remember what I said. I mean, I don't like mazapanes.
I forgot what you said too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mazapanes. You don't like mazapanes?
I don't like mazapanes, duvalines, like
okay. Those, that's like, fucking treacherous,
candy,
bro.
You know?
That sounds a little crazy. Fucking,
yeah, that's treacherous, bro.
Gansitos are overrated.
This was like, I don't remember, but let me name all of them right now.
No, he's canceled. He's done. He's off.
But frozen, when you freeze the gansitos, dude?
Yeah.
No matter what, bro. No matter what. Frozen, fridge, even if it's like out room temperature, they're good. You're canceled.
I would say I'm Mexican.
Overhyped.
Yeah, I'm Mexican, but I don't like menudo.
That's a valid one, too. I'm not
I feel like menudo is just like, you see, like, you like it or you don't. Like, there's no in between.
Pozole, no, that's fire, but menudo.
Pozole is fire.
I'm Mexican. I don't like queso cotija.
That's a fucking.
You don't like the
feet. That's crazy. That's a crazy one.
Cheese.
I don't like the.
Cotija's bomb, though, bro.
Fuck. No. The only way it's acceptable is like if it's an elote, yeah. Like mesquite or whatever. But, like, just like that, you put on your fucking huevos or your beans. No, mom.
Okay, what are your feelings about? Fuck, man. I get so passionate when I talk about this one, bro.
Whoa, talk to me. Whoa.
My boy Moises over here, he's a very big fan of ketchup. And this will put, he puts ketchup on everything, bro.
This
will put ketchup
like
on eggs.
Like I'm sponsored by Heinz.
Pizza.
Or
this will put ketchup.
Like he's sponsored.
He's sponsored by fucking ketchup. Now he I'm puts ketchup by, on his pizza, bro.
I'm sponsored by Heinz.
That's not crazy because I've heard it before, but
No, but would you do it though?
No, I wouldn't do it. This is the thing. I thought I liked ketchup because I put it on my hot dog. But the other day, like, my brother made me a hot dog, right? And he put, like, ketchup mustard. But he put a fuckload of ketchup. Okay. And I got grossed out. Like, I bit it, and I was like, oh, like, I mean, yo, Asco, bro. Like, I wanted to throw up.
Rightfully so.
And I was like, bro, that's too much ketchup. And I had to fucking take some off with a napkin. So that after that, I was like, nah, I'm not really a...
But that's okay,
like,
bro.
I'll do ketchup.
Too much of one thing is bad, you know? So that explains it.
Nah, bro.
Like, okay.
So who puts ketchup on his quesadillas?
I've seen that before, too.
No, mom is
right. I've seen that.
But this
again,
fool
this guy
dips,
keeps fucking saying
scoops.
On. This guy keeps saying no. On.
In his quesadillas.
And it pisses me off every time you fucking say it.
In his quesadillas.
No, it's on the
put
side.
It in, you dumb bitch.
It's on the side, you but the way he
it's
scoops
a dipping
the shit.
Sauce.
But that's even, that doesn't.
No.
What's the difference?
He doesn't dip it.
You put ketchup.
What's the fucking difference?
And then you put some tapatio, and then you mix it, and then your quesadilla. Scoop.
Okay. But he's saying scoop like, no, this fool freaking goes like this, bro. And
wait, then
just,
what is
hold
that?
On, hold on. Why the fuck do you have a banana?
Yeah, why the fuck do you have a banana?
Why he pulled it out? Yeah,
bro, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
Hold on, Miguel.
That's my prop, bro. That's my prop.
Why is that, bro?
You say you're saying your bicep hurts. Why?
Yeah. Because I hit the gym before this. What do you mean?
Bro, you hit the banana, fool. Shut up.
Wait, I'm glad he brought out a banana, though, because damn, Caesar specifically, he went hard on my uncle for this. That fool gave my uncle a lot of shit for this. But my uncle, I'm gonna give you context, all right? Like,
no, don't give him context.
Picture
don't
scenario.
Give him context.
You were born in Mexico back in the day.
Okay.
Not a lot of money to go around, you know? Mm-hmm. Not a lot of money to go around. So the few times you get money, even when you get the money, there's not enough to get something like fancy, like a burger or something.
Okay.
So you try to use your money wisely. And you get what you can. In this case, my uncle would get some bolillo, banana, cut the bolillo open, get the banana, put it inside the bolillo like a sandwich, a side of Coke, can of Coke, and then just eat the bolillo with the banana and take a sip of the Coke, you know? And Caesar, he I guess he wasn't fucking with that. He just gave my uncle a ton of shit because of that shit. Does that really sound weird, though?
I mean, that sounds a little weird, bro.
No.
That's like... You're going to be diabetic by the time you're...
But he not.
...certain age. Bro, because banana, you know, I don't know, but banana contains a lot of sugar, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it has potassium.
It does.
Yeah, we need that shit.
But I mean, to me, bro, I mean, I can have a lot of money, I can be broke, but I've always done this, bro. Even now, I'll still do it to the day. I don't give a fuck if I'm a millionaire, billionaire.
Yeah.
But, like, I enjoy bolillo with, like, frijoles. Like, frijoles...
puercos. That's normal, though.
Frijoles puercos. With queso
frijoles puercos.
That's bomb. Yeah. That's bomb.
A little torta.
Even like that, bro. There's some fucking panaderia next to my house. They sell some fire-ass bolillos, bro. Fire.
Whatever happened to those panaderias that were in a van and they just like stroll to your neighborhood and then pull out the fucking different levels of van?
And I bought some.
Really?
I've never seen those anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, when was the last time you guys bought something from the ice cream man?
Not that long ago. Really? There's a guy that passes through his neighborhood.
Bought some
something
what?
From who?
The ice cream man? You know, food that drives the...
Oh, I love... What was it? Last weekend, a fucking raspado man came by with the enelotes.
See, I live on a main street, bro, so I can't...
Maybe that's why?
Yeah, because that was my childhood, bro. I remember I get sad, bro, seeing across the street, I see a fucking ice cream man pull up to some mobile homes.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I'm just right there, like, I'm right there on my porch, like...
It's just sad, bro.
Like, I want one. There's no way he can come to my house, bro.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm about to cross the street.
The paletas with the little clown.
Oh, yeah. The SpongeBob ones with the fucked up ass face.
No, those ones.
Like
talking about the paleta payaso?
Yeah, paleta payaso.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the clown shaped ones.
Those were nasty, though, bro.
Those are fire.
You like those?
Yeah, paleta payaso is fire.
I don't know, dude.
Those are like the best ones.
I guess I'm just not a fan of the marshmallow candy shit, whatever.
Let me check right, that ones about, are the better ones.
What was your guys' go-to meal at high school?
Go-to? Fuck, dude. We had a fucking fucked up ass lunch menu, bro.
No, but like buy lunch.
I remember this vividly. In high school, we had this thing. We had a spicy popcorn chicken.
Yes.
And fries.
What
the curly fries.
So it was curly spicy fries. Popcorn chicken, and I had regular fries in like this container. And then, so it was like that, and then a drink, and then I'd get
for ketchup. $2.50.
So like, here's the thing, okay? People might hate me with this too, but I would put ketchup and ranch on it, and then shake it.
And of course,
And then I would use a fork to eat it because I didn't want all that shit on my hands.
Kind of sick, twisted.
Where the fuck you go to school, bro? That sounds good.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Where the fuck is this at?
It was like that.
And then a bag of munchies.
Yeah,
the Flamin' Hot or the baked hot Cheetos. Top tier.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Mine was, it depend, but most of the part, it was a spicy chicken sandwich that I would buy. A slice of pizza and a cup of cheese, a red Gatorade, and like some hot Cheetos, some baked hot Cheetos. That was my go-to.
Bro, how the fuck you guys have food, bro?
We had pizza bagels. We had spicy popcorn chicken, regular popcorn chicken, regular pizza slices, right? What else did we have?
We had a sandwich shop. At our high school, they had slushies. So like you can go and like it was like a Subway type shit. So you could build your own sandwich. They'd make it for you. So you had students work the store.
Yeah,
and they would make it for you, and then a fucking red and blue slushy mixed.
You already know, huh? They had one at my school too, but that shit was always out for like McDonald's ice cream machine. Like every time I'd go, like, oh, can I get a slush? Oh, it's out. Bro, the whole fucking 4 years of high school.
No, mommy.
Not
no,
once man. Did I get a slushy. That shit,
all 4 years.
That shit was just a prop at that point. All right, guys. Well, look. Remember, keep in mind, the city that I lived in, or the not even a city, bro. It's a little town. Lo Pueblo at this point. Remember, I mean, population of like 5,000 people.
I can see the dirt from here, bro.
Literally. 5,000 people. Everybody knows everybody. Very small community. Our school couldn't afford any of this shit, bro. I think the most we had was just like chips and like little drinks that we can buy.
Oh, were you in a school in Mexico?
No. That's how bad it was, bro.
That's how bad here. Bro. Mexico probably had better fucking food than this.
Yeah,
bitch.
Mexico probably had better food.
I was going to be like, hell yeah, bro. Like, hey.
Shit. I know, for real. So we couldn't buy shit. So we could own the, if we wanted food, we'd have to wait until lunch. And we'd have whatever they fucking served us. But we did have the ability to leave campus and buy food. Like
in high school?
Yeah. So they gave us the option to leave the campus and go to whatever little local stores are there to buy food. And there's this local shop.
Is that place you took me?
Yes. Called Margaret's in Dos Palos, bro. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're from Dos Palos and you listen because of me, I love you. But you know Margaret's, and it's a little spot that sells fucking popcorn chicken, fried burritos, fucking chimichangas, potato wedges, and you could put cheese all over it.
That can be hungry.
Sandwiches. You could buy anything because it's a fucking store. So you could buy whatever drink you want, whatever bag of chips. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that fucking lady in that store, I don't know what my experience in high school would have been, but fucking shout out to Margaret's and those followers.
Shout out.
And the Mojos.
Fuck yeah.
Hold on. You're telling me you ate all that and you were still skinny as fuck?
That's metabolism, bro. I shit it all out.
No, you know why? It's because you wouldn't really eat big meals, but you would snack on a lot of shit.
I would snack on a lot. Yeah, I am a snacker, bro. Yeah. I'd rather snack than eat actual food.
Yeah, that's how I was, bro. It wasn't in food. I love my sweets, bro. Like, I love my dad and my mom just went to the panaderia yesterday and they bought conchas with some lechita or some chocolate de abuelita.
Hey, shout out my fiance. She thinks this is weird, but please tell me, do you dip your bread or conchitas, whatever sweet bread or whatever you buy, do you dip it in the milk? And
hell yeah.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
No.
Thank you.
No?
She thinks that shit is weird, bro.
I don't dip bread into milk. Into like abuelita chocolate is different.
The like, fucking ketchup guy, of course.
I don't
I was about to say that, bro. I was like, hold on, bro. You think like if you conchas, think it's weird, don't say
like
that.
Like my concha, I had to bite and then drink. Bite.
No,
and drink.
Mom is way.
I do that because it's more practical. That's it. That's the only reason I do that. But
it
I would
just tastes
it,
better that way.
But I would.
It has like wet, soggy. Like,
yeah.
And it goes all over your beard.
Hey.
And then you go like.
But since you brought up his fiance, we're gonna stay on that weird shit right now. She said, "Try oranges with peanut butter."
No, she said what? Try oranges with mustard.
What the fuck?
Oh, it was mustard?
It was mustard.
Yeah. Even that's worse.
My girl's just weird, bro. My girl's just weird. I wish she was here so that way you could lecture her because...
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, bro? Girls be trying the most weirdest shit ever.
They do, yeah.
Like, it's always like, you know, they say like, oh, the pretty girls always drive the weirdest thing. They try the weird, or they're into weird things, like weird foods. It's true, bro. I think it's true. I think it's true.
Yeah. And we have a lot of proof. A lot of proof that it's true.
I know.
I or heard
mustard,
though,
mustard's gross.
Yeah, that I hate mustard.
What's a food that? Because I remember, I don't know if you guys remember in elementary. I think all of elementary through high school. But you guys remember those Tony pizzas, those round pizzas?
Yeah.
Tony's Galaxy Pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best.
That's so far. I don't give a. You know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna go to the store since we don't film tomorrow. I got the day off.
Hey.
Well, we're filming today, but it's Saturday. But
yeah, yeah.
But we don't film Sunday. But I'm gonna go to the store. I'm pretty sure they sell them like at Stater Brothers, maybe.
I think so. I think even fuck. I don't remember if it was Target or Walmart. One of those have them too.
Yeah.
Little round ones.
Well, I have like they sell. I know like at our Target and Walmart they sell like Tony's Galaxy, but it's like the big full size pizzas.
Oh, they're not like the small ones.
No, not for us. But I went online the other day and did some investigative work, and there's like a company that's like a company that does like all those like they supply lunches for like schools and shit, and you can buy it directly from them.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, that shit was fire. The that milk fire. Too little.
Hey, but what milk did you grab though?
Chocolate, always.
Oh no,
I started off as a chocolate man, but I have transitioned into a strawberry milk fan.
I'm a strawberry
milk.
We
didn't have strawberry when I was growing up.
No, but nowadays, I can't do chocolate milk anymore.
I like the strawberry Nesquik.
Yeah.
The little bunny.
The Nesquik one, yeah.
Nesquik.
Fairlife has some good strawberry milk,
Fairlife
too.
Fairlife is fire, too.
Fairlife is the strawberry too. Banana one?
Why you gotta fuck it up with the strawberry banana bullshit, bro? What the
strawberry banana is pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
No. Just leave it strawberry, bro.
Do you have any weird food combinations? Anything that you would think that other people would find weird? Because I'm sticking my guns with the bolillo and banana, bro.
I might lose a female fans over this, but
it's fine. We got like 1% female audience, so
just to clarify real quick, I don't like mayo like that.
I love mayo, bro.
But on my hot dog or my burger, like I like a lot of mayo, bro.
That's not weird. I do too.
Like, a lot of people, that's fucking gross.
My girl looks at me and she's like, I remember the first time like we made hot dogs, we took out the mayo. She's like, "What's that for?" I'm like, "For the fucking hot dogs. What do you mean?" She's like, "You put mayo on your hot dog?"
I was like, "Now that's weird."
I was like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Mayo on your hot dog?
No. Oh, that she thinks that it's weird to put mayo on your hot dog.
I was like, "I'm sorry. Excuse me." She's like, "Yeah. What do you?" You put, I'm like, yeah, you know, you put it on the bread and then you put the dog and then the ketchup and mustard.
She's like, normal.
She's like, that's weird. It's gross.
What does she put on it?
Nothing. She takes the bun naked. The bun is naked. She toasts the bun, but then that's it.
No, she's the one that gets the taco and puts nothing on it. And just like, it's just the
carne. No condiments.
Oh, that's just raw. Okay, look,
just raw.
Disclaimer, like my girl's white.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's no excuse.
But you would think that her as a white person would love the mayo.
You would think white people love mayo and shit, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, I think.
No.
Yeah.
So she's the hot dog dry?
No, yeah, well, you'd be surprised, but there's a lot of people that like just plain. Yeah, I don't know if you know this.
Dog, mustard, ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Relish? Like, you have like relish on it? Or
no? Yeah, relish.
Relish?
I like some grilled onions. Here and there, I'll put it. Some grilled onions, some jalapenos on that shit.
Street dogs. The fucking peppers and cebollas, and then just
mm-hmm.
I mean, shout out to all the Mexican ladies that fucking
shout out.
You did not have to moan like that, buddy.
Sorry,
what's another weird? I don't think I have any other weird stuff like that, bro. I think just that.
I will stand on the hill of quesadillas and ketchup.
No, get the fuck out of here.
And then my cousin, when we were younger, she would make us quesadillas, and then she would shred some lettuce, so we could open them up and throw lettuce inside to get like some healthiness in there.
No.
What was like your guys's broke meal? Like you guys didn't have money and you're like, I'm gonna have to eat this.
7-Eleven. Anything 7-Eleven.
Con huevo.
I wouldn't know. I've never been broke.
Stay up. Get your money up, not your funny up.
I'd be like tortillas and huevo or like weenies and con huevo.
Weenies con huevo.
Yeah, weenies con huevo is like the go-to, bro. That should be everybody.
I would get home and just
weenies con huevo.
Bro, to this day, like I'm not rich, you know, but I'll still do that shit, bro. Like, oh my God, every fucking morning. Yeah. But I think back then was a tostada. Hear me out.
Okay.
I think this might be weird, actually. Tostada, put mayo on the tostada.
Okay, that is weird.
And then cook a jamon in the stove, like with a little bit of oil and just put it on top.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that.
I think my family does that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I was only one.
Are you guys related secretly? Like you guys, long lost cousins.
We look alike, bro. We have like a beard.
For real,
it's the curly hair.
We have the same beard. Yeah. Same hair.
For me, it's not like the old, because that's when we didn't have money. This is what we ate because this is what our parents had. Mm-hmm. But now that we have money, we still technically have a broke food. For me, and this is something that I found out when I first hung out with this one for the first time, and we ended up at the 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this, but I don't know who I was explaining it to, but I was telling you guys that 7-Eleven has some like bomb ass food, bro. Like they have some bomb food, and it's cheap as fuck, and it's just good. It's just good, dude. And that I feel like that's my broke food. Whenever I just don't want to spend money, I just go to 7-Eleven, get some taquitos, get some pizza, get some fucking taquitos. Or I already said taquitos. Get some get a hot dog. You get a hot dog there, and it's good, bro. They got some cheap food, and it's good. It's delicious, bro.
The hot dogs from the theater, I used to get them.
From the theater? I feel like that would be expensive though, since the theater.
Well, it was expensive, but like, it was, like, think about it now. It's
nasty.
I don't think I've ever had 7-Eleven food.
This fool bringing up 7-Eleven. I saw a post the other day. It was like $3 for a whole pizza from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's like, It's either gonna be really good or it's gonna kill me, but I'm down, you know?
Yeah. Like I don't know. Is it really $3 for a whole pizza?
I think that was probably
That was a promotion. So Hans, whenever we finish this podcast, if you go to my kitchen, there's literally two boxes of pizzas from 7-Eleven.
Really? Like a full
pizzas. That was a promotion? It was $3 that day.
That was real?
Oh, it was Pie National
Pie Day.
Pie
yeah.
Day.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I had Domino's for Pie Day.
I forgot about Pie Day. I didn't see any posts about Pie Day.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Was it on 7-Eleven? Got two pizzas for $6, bro.
That was on Thursday. Holy shit. I fucked up, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I remember seeing it on Instagram or TikTok, and I sent it on the group chat.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. To remind myself, but I forgot.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Pie Day, man.
I don't even like pie.
If only it was real pie.
What you guys go to pizza, though? Like
pizza place? Oh, damn. Pizza, like
pineapple on pizza? Pineapple on
fuck
pizza?
Fuck no.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yes, you?
Pineapple really? On pizza.
I like pie. Look, I like pine. I won't ask for it. But if it's there,
yeah,
I'll do it. But I don't like the ham and pineapple. I like just pineapple and pepperoni.
That's what I had. That's what I had for Pie Day. I got a pepperoni and pineapple pizza.
Yeah, the ham kills it.
Weird,
what the fuck
dude.
Is wrong with you?
Ham when you reheat it has a weird texture.
Yeah.
Pepperoni when you reheat it, it just gets crispy.
But pepperoni does not go with pineapple. I understand that ham.
Especially just like warm that pineapple,
doesn't
bro.
Go with those glasses.
Damn. Tack is fucking
dead. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean?
All right, can you settle a debate for us too?
What?
My boy Miguel thinks over here that cheese is considered a topping on a pizza.
I mean, it is.
No. Oh. Should we just end it here, guys?
All right. Well, how the fuck is cheese a topping? Today's episode.
It's a part of the pizza.
When you go to a place, right? Blaze Pizza, they ask what toppings do you want to put on it?
But that's extra topping, bro. No. Look, a pizza is already a standard. Okay. It comes, it's the bread, it's the fucking bread, whatever you call it. The sauce, the dough, mm-hmm. the dough. Sauce, the cheese, and then the toppings.
Not in Italy.
Shut the fuck up. You're not Italian, bro.
That's true.
You're not Italian.
That's where the pizza came from.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That's true.
It's already the base. Yeah. It's the base.
There's and the everything base model, else you add is and then the there's toppings. Add-ons.
Yeah, and then you can add extra cheese, which is toppings. Yes, yes. Extra cheese, whatever. Yeah.
Don't let him change your mind. Whatever. Don't let him change your mind. Don't let him change your mind, because like so it is a topping.
What would you call it? Like, what do you call it then?
Cheese is just cheese. It's just a cheese. Topping. It's the cheese.
You
is a part
get
of the
different
pizza.
Cheeses though.
What?
You can get different cheeses.
Yeah, and you can consider the extra cheese or whatever you put on. Yeah, that could be a topping. But it
I'm
already has
saying,
cheese though.
No,
so
I'm
what
not
if it
saying
starts
extra
from the
cheese.
Other cheeses first and then the main
cheese
after? Is it still considered topping?
No, it's just your base cheese.
When you go to like a mod pizza place, you know, like you know, build your own pizza kind of thing, you add a cheese. That's a topping. And the sauce too, because you can get white sauce, you can get barbecue sauce, you can get regular tomato
sauce. So now you're saying the fucking
sauce
is the topping too?
The sauce is a topping.
The cheese is on top, so it's a topping.
Right? Nah, fam, nah. Uh-huh.
I think about it. You go, you'll be like, just no cheese. Like, okay, what other toppings do you want? Boop, 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 whatever.
So you're just gonna have the sauce and then whatever the toppings, no cheese? Well, I mean, I guess people that are lactose, yeah. I guess if you're lactose, but you're just taking off the base of cheese, you know?
Mm. I don't know.
Damn. I didn't know Hans was going to be in that fucking avenue, bro.
Miguel,
I didn't think he was going to side with Miguel, man.
I'm with you right now, Miguel.
Finally,
I'm
going
to have to clip this and get people's opinion, bro.
Cheese doesn't count. It's like a default.
Yeah, it's a default.
No,
it's just a part of the pizza.
People that are lactose intolerant won't get the cheese. They'll just get the sauce and the meats.
Don't get pizza, you dumb bitch.
Why not?
For real, man.
Or take your fucking pill before you eat the pizza, then. You're going to
fucking
cheat
your brains out anyways. What if they can't take the pill, bro?
Is that why you don't, like, because you're lactose?
Who?
You?
Oh, I love cheese. No,
he's a bitch.
Miguel's just he just likes to cause fucking problems, bro.
On a cheese pizza, I'd consider cheese a topping.
So it is a topping?
On a cheese pizza.
That's just cheese pizza.
Any other pizza, cheese is not considered a topping because you're adding to it. That's my...
But the cheese pizza, that's just the pizza already. You're not even adding anything to it. You're not adding toppings. How is it a topping there?
You could get a 5 cheese pizza. That's different. Those are all toppings. They're all 5 different cheeses.
Like, I just want to beat your ass, bro.
Well, in 2 weeks, you will have that opportunity.
I bet.
I got the gloves, bitch. I got the fucking gloves. Let's go.
Damn. Well, so what do you guys do out there for fun, bro? Like,
So this is what we do. I'm gonna show you Miguel's video.
There's a tractor that comes by, and you kind of just look at it.
There's nothing to do out there. There's cows. You can look at cows.
And there's cows, and then like, I mean, when it gets really windy, you can fly a kite.
Where they're at, yeah, like where they're from. I mean, they come to Charlock, where we've been basically. We go to bowling alley. We got some food.
But there's pretty like clubs out there and bars. I'm assuming, right?
Nah, there's like two bars here.
The only bars here are the ones that you run into.
See, what do you want to get at some hoes like?
There was four bars, man. And one got shut down because we're ratchet as fuck out here.
Oh, that bar was the best bar ever?
Oh, damn. There's five bars.
Oh, there was four. Oh, bro, we used to go to this bar, club, whatever you want to call it. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't even have the ID to get in. They knew me. I had a personal bartender. That's a red
flag, bro. He got that's bad discounts, bro. That's a red flag.
I had a personal bartender.
Oh, okay.
That's a red flag. It's crazy.
Flag, my boy.
I see why, though.
I did it for 3 months and then it shut down and I was like, okay.
Because if they're not IDing you, bro, you don't know who's in there.
Imagine
they're not IDing me because I had gone so frequently.
Mm. They knew him by name already.
They knew me.
No, imagine though, like your girl, like you have a girl and then you guys go to a bar or a club and they the bouncers and the fucking bartenders know her. True. Wouldn't that like give you like a little like
They're like, she's here frequently. Yeah, that's true.
So you gotta ask her, how old are you, you know?
My girl knew where I was. She didn't mind it.
She's tracking your location?
Just tracking.
And plus, I got drinks half off, so.
Damn.
That was a spot then.
I haven't gotten to that level. There was a bar next to my house. I'm not going to say where exactly, but there's a bar next to my house that's been there for a long time. And I went to it for the first time not so long ago. And it was pretty cool. Like, they say back then, there was some kid. There's like a bunch of bar fights, but there's some kid that lost his eye. Bar because there was a bar fight, they stabbed his eye out or something.
Whoa,
but crazy. It's under new management now and it's all cool.
More stabbings.
But there's still a lot of bikers that go there.
Oh, bikers are crazy, man.
Yeah. But I went. It was cool. It was nice. Chill. Like everyone knew each other. But like an outcast, but I've been living in that same area for 28 years.
Damn.
That's what happens.
Like where you from? Down the street. Hey yo, what the
hey yo.
What's your rep?
But if you find a girl there, easy to bring her back home.
If I was single.
If you were single.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you aren't, and it's going to
It's fucking... Miguel's toxic, bro.
Miguel's
toxic,
a devil,
bro.
Huh?
Let me show you a little video of Miguel at a bar real quick.
No, chill. That's how
Miguel's a demon.
That's not me, bro.
That's because Miguel works out now. He's a
fucking demon, bro.
He's my model, huh? See those gains, Miguel?
Yeah, here you go, bro. This is Miguel at a fucking club.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? You ready?
No. No more.
Damn.
Okay. I
he was a fucking animal, bro.
I will never.
You're a dog, Miguel. Okay. I didn't expect that one.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a video we have to show every guest.
It's the quiet ones that
it's
get
the quiet ones, huh?
The quiet ones are crazy. This one got third leg. He got all the energy. This was he's a gym, an animal.
Bro. He's a gym bro.
And he's a gym bro. He got the gains. He got bananas.
Bro, that's
hitting he's got bananas.
What's the crazy guys? What's the crazy memory you guys have of each other, like some drunk shit?
Ooh, fuck, bro. Oh, I have a fucking crazy one, but I don't want to say it, man.
Oh,
Moises knows exactly what it is, man.
Wait, was it when he was crying?
Right, I think how long have, well, at least for with me, because I've met you guys, known each other a lot longer than I have, but I've known you guys for what, like 8 years now?
Yeah, I think Miguel and I are around 12.
Yeah, and I came later, and we've known each other for like 8 years now.
Hey,
but
yo, you what?
Shit. That's 7 too
came
many.
Came on each other. Oh, wait, what?
Hey, oh. So that's 7 years too many, bro.
7 years. We have a lot of fucking drunk memories, dude. A lot.
So you want a memory that we have of the other people?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely this fool down here, Moises over here. He is the worst alcoholic I've had in my life. He either blacks out or he gets straight up abusive and slaps the fuck out of people that are drunk, so fucking blacked out.
He's either peaceful or fucking abusive.
You can't say it like that.
Moises.
What other way is there
true.
To
say? Sure, there's a video of me doing that, but that's not true.
It's funny because that year.
Nah, fuck you guys.
That year, boy, their nan was dressed up as a pizza slice.
Yeah, that was a good year. But look, my 21st birthday, I blacked out. And unfortunately, I threw up all over Miguel's little brother's bed.
Damn.
But
and now little brother hates you, huh?
But I blame Miguel's mom.
Me too.
What the fuck?
She took me inside. Like I was outside chilling. Like I was gone. But like they were like, no, let's put him inside. But I hadn't thrown up anything. Like And so they put me inside, laid me down. Everything started spinning, bro. Gone.
Yeah. That's not even the worst one. There was this one time where he also got blacked out fucking drunk. And to make a long story short,
I didn't black out.
This fool blacked out and he was nowhere to be found. Most of these stories are from parties that happened at Miguel's house, by the way. So okay.
Unfortunately.
Just in context. But so yeah, he was blacked out and he was nowhere to be found. We were like, where the fuck is Moises at? Mm-hmm. And we looked around the corner of Miguel's backyard and there he was just at the corner by himself, laying, just sitting there, just like knocked out.
Yeah.
I was vibing.
And we're like, nah, this was done. We got to get him out of here. It was between me and Ian, who, shout out Ian, Moises' brother-in-law, good friend of the podcast. It took two of us to be able to fucking pick this guy up, and it was a fucking struggle. We picked him up. We had to take him all the way to his fucking girl's car, and they fucking drove him back home that day. But
the two skinniest, smallest dudes there.
Yeah, the two skinniest, smallest dudes had to fucking pick this guy up.
That night was also the night where every time someone showed up, I drank with them.
Yeah, this fool could not say no to a drink.
Like every time someone new came to the party, it's like, hey, I haven't seen you in so long. All right, boom, chugging a beer.
Your shot, yeah.
Shot this, chugging that. Shot, like, it got to the point where I don't remember how much I had.
Yeah, but this fool blacks out a lot. Yeah.
I haven't, that's why I'm not drinking right now. That's why when you offered, I was like, nah. Because I haven't drank.
And because he's a loser who don't drink.
I'm a fucking loser, dude. It's going to be a month. But yeah. I'm trying to not drink, bro, to be honest. Because I don't know. I got fucked up off like five beers and like a shot or two.
Damn.
But I was like, bro, like my old self would have fucking, I could drink, bro, but not anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. And I was like, I'll just drink some wine. I drink some wine.
Some wine?
Sip some wine.
I don't know wine. Wait, like red wine?
Vino tinto, rojo, like all of them.
You like that dry? Do you like that dry wine though?
I don't like dry wine.
Oh, okay. I don't like wine. The only wine I've ever had, and the only wine I really kind of like is Moscato because it's that sweet wine.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
I had it at my cousin's like wedding. She had a wedding at her a winery, and that was it. But
I could put you on some good wines, bro. I could put you on a nice. If you like sweet, I can put you on a red wine that's sweet.
Say less, man. Nice. I need wine for date night. So
it's a little pricey. Like not too pricey, but it's like $30. And it's a good wine, bro. It's a nice wine.
I'll take it.
What's the name? Damn. What's the name?
Are you sure you wouldn't be a winery owner, bro, in the second lifetime?
Hey, maybe, bro. To be honest, who knows, right? I think, let me see what it's called, bro. I don't want
to
like.
I mean, it's one thing to own the vineyard. It's one thing to fucking have the whole wine business. Well,
what are they called? The sommeliers?
The which one?
The sommeliers or whatever. The experts.
Excuse me?
I don't know what you're talking
bro.
You call me Simone or what, bro?
A sommelier.
It's called Red Rim Rinaldi.
Oh, Red Rim sounds kind of fucking crazy.
Red Rim Rinaldi. I'll send it to him and you want to look it up. It's called Rinaldi. Just look up Rinaldi.
If you're a Ronaldo fan, this is your wine.
No, yeah, it's called Rinaldi Brachetto. Brachetto. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I just said you send it to Hernan.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll send it to him. Also, I completely forgot to fucking do this in the beginning of the podcast, bro. But I had a fucking gift for you, man.
You did?
And I forgot to fucking give it to you. So I tried to do this at the beginning of the podcast, but I completely forgot because we started off lit. And I didn't want to ruin the vibe. So let me get this gift for
you. Close my eyes.
It's right here. You don't close your eyes. I have a little gift for you, bro. Give this to every guest that we have on. You want to open that up real quick?
Or not, you know.
Or not, yeah.
Los Compas podcast, yeah. Hoodie, bro. This is hard.
Hell yeah, bro. If you want to cuddle your girl with it,
you know. This is mine. Sherry has too much. This is mine.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, bro. This is nice. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Whatever you want to do with it, man. Whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, bro. Car. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Look at this, bro. And I love this color too, bro. Hell yeah. Sand color.
Yeah, sand is a fucking fire hit, bro. A lot of people ask for the black one, but I was like, damn, you guys should ask for the sand one because the sand one's super nice.
I have a sand one.
It's large.
It's a large. I took the tag off. I don't like the tags because they make my back itch, you know?
Is that why? Or is it because you add your own tag?
No, I don't have my own tag.
We still need to make our fucking, bro. We had only merch once.
Yeah.
And that was those shirts, right? I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah.
We dropped shirts and that shit sold out like that. And then we dropped another batch and it sold out.
Damn.
And we're like, bro, our ass is good, right?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to drop hoodies well, like December and shit, right? But no se hizo, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have some cool stuff coming up, some cool collabs with the...
Keep it on the low low for now.
We got some stuff coming out. So
in the meantime, you can wear the compas hoodie. Yeah,
keep it. I'm gonna wear it, bro. I love hoodies. Something about me. One thing about me, I love hoodie. Hell, I love jackets, hoodies. Just hoodies is like my favorite.
Yeah, and that's the old design. We got a new design coming out.
Oh, for real?
We got you on the new design too, bro. Whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
We want everybody to rip that new design. It's gonna be dope.
The new.
That new. All right, so we're running up on time here. Miguel or Moises, you want to fit your last question here?
Oh, is Disneyland a scam?
Just straight up.
I think you went for the first time last year.
Yes. First time ever. Well, I've been when I was a kid.
So that's what I thought. I remember going as a kid, but I don't remember. So first time was with my girl, when we first started dating, a year into it, like for our anniversary type thing, she took me because she's a Disney adult.
Okay.
She loves that place. We went. It was cool. I don't see the hype. But, you know, that's just me. And that was my first time going. It was awesome. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I had fun.
Yeah.
But, like, as a repeat goer, like, I just don't get it.
Same.
I think this is technically I've been two times now, right? I think if you go with the right people, it can be fun.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily see it as a scam. I can see why, because the food's fucking expensive. For a water is like fucking $8 and shit. Like, the fuck? So, we also, Saul came up with a little thing. Well, figured out that nothing there is $5.
Hell no.
Because we had $5 and a churro is like $5.50, the cheapest one.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a scam. It's fun. And it brings your inner child in you, like, out. And it can be fun. It's like how I said, if you go with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go with your girlfriend, I haven't been yet. But it was nice.
Like I said, I had fun. But, like, going, like, the people who, like, go frequently, I just don't get it. Like, nothing really changes. Except for, like, those big, like, changes that they do. But other than that, it's like, you did everything the first 300 times.
Yeah. I think the Disney passes are a little crazy. Because, like, I think going at least, let's say, okay, I feel like once a month is cool, you know, going once a month maybe.
Yeah, that's a lot, bro.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Damn, I feel that's a
no,
lot.
No, but like even those people that have the Disney passes, like, they go every day. Like,
You
know?
Every
day. I'm saying, like, to be realistic, like once a month.
I think there's people who do like use that pass for daily things.
No, for sure, bro.
Yeah, no, that's not, first, I can't do that. You get tired, way too much, yeah. I got tired of being there. The first time we went, I was there. When it opened, we left like fucking, I don't know, like 10.
Those people got money, bro. Because if you're going every day, I mean, you're not going to just go on the rides. You're going to buy shit there too, right? Right. Those people got money, man.
That's
true. They got money. Damn. Shit. Hell, fuck, bro. I like it, but I not to be spending so much money on it. Once, I feel like for me, once a year is fine enough, man. Once a year is good.
I know. Yeah. I know this year we went for Sweetheart's Night with my girl. And I'm like, I'd do it again. Like, I guess it would be like my yearly go, but that's it.
I think, yeah, realistically speaking, I twice a year is cool. You know, maybe, like you said, maybe during Sweetheart's Night during February, and then maybe during like 4th of July. But that's cool. That's cool enough.
Yeah, I agree with that shit.
I'd rather just go do other things, man.
Yeah, that's true. You can spend your money somewhere else.
You know, go to EDC and rave.
Let's do it.
But let Miguel, he lives there, huh, on the premises. You have a residential there? Residency? Where? At Disneyland?
Oh, hell no. I would never. I'm cool. I just don't see a point to it, honestly. Like,
you never been, or like you've been, you don't like?
I've been once as like a kid, man, and I was left unimpressed. I'd rather go to California Adventure, honestly, but I mean.
This one had a bad experience with one of the masks, and he's like, never again.
It wasn't.
I mean,
that,
California Adventure is fun, bro. Like, I like the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm all about, like, if I'm with my friends or you go with your girlfriend or whatever, like, it's fun. You can make it fun. Like, you don't have to spend too much. You can prepare some little sandwiches, you know, take some water in, and then maybe spend one thing in there. But not too much, you know, if you're smart.
Yeah, like,
with
recently
it,
we went to Universal Studios, and I mean, that shit was chill. It was fun, you know?
Yeah,
rides are cool, I guess, you know? The Super Mario World's pretty sick, you know, but. Yeah. At the same time, I was like, you know what? If I came by myself, I'd be like, what the fuck? What am I? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, definitely the vibes. Like, repetitive. What vibes you go with.
Yeah. Personally, I'd rather go to like an arcade and just fucking fuck around all the arcade machines. You know what I mean? Some fucking DDR here, you know.
DDR.
Some arcade hoops dance, here and there, you know.
You don't know how to dance.
I can't, but it's still fun, you know. It's still fun as fuck. You know, just fucking foosball, air hockey, just shit like that, dude, you know.
Okay, so like more like a chill, hang out with the boys type of thing?
Yes, yeah.
Miguel just don't like us hanging out with our girls.
Yeah, for real. They'll get jealous.
I'd rather go to like Six Flags like Horror Night or something. That'd be sick, you know?
Horror Nights is cool, but it's too packed, bro. Too many people go. If you don't have the fast pass, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it at all.
I haven't been in years.
Yeah, it's fun though. My girl, she used to work at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So at this point, like she's okay with not. She's not one of those like, oh, I have to go, because I think she just got tired of it. Mm-hmm. But she'll still enjoy going it once in a while. But I think her thing is like she loves the fucking that corn dog pickle. Okay, and it's like and that's like not even a thing in Disneyland. You go to Downtown Disney, that's like the one you could just go anytime. But now that I'm thinking about it, I think back and she, you know how she said that average size is like about 7 inches. I'm starting to wonder like why she likes that fucking pickle so much. So
I'm kind of
putting it together now. I'm traumatized now, right?
Damn. Pobrecito.
Snoop through her phone, King.
Shout out to my fiance. I love you.
Shout out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, damn, bro. I think we're coming up on time here. Hans, bro, it's been a fucking pleasure having you.
Thank you.
This has been an amazing episode, man. For me, it's always like a surreal experience having people on. And people like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm down to go on the podcast. I was like, damn, you really? You do? You really are?
Really? You do that for us?
You really do that for us?
Yeah, so man. You know, thank you guys for having me, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, I'm not like... I'm still new to this shit, bro. You know, we're all on the same ride. You know, we might be different steps, but at the end of the day, we're all gonna end up the same way, bro. We all want. There's money enough for everybody.
Hell yeah.
So I think, bro, it don't matter, bro. I still see myself a normal person, bro. I'm not, cause I know there's people that like that my DMs will tell me like, oh, like you're famous, this and that, bro. And it makes me cringe, bro. And not because I'm being rude, but it's like, bro, like thank you, like I appreciate you, I love you, but like. I'm just me, bro. Like
it's just Hans, bro. Remember, you used to bully kids in high school, so
I know. only the kids that would mess with me, try to like fight me, I made their life living.
He would bully the bullies, bro. Get a
straight. He would do God's work. Yeah, God's work. Yeah.
But yeah, no, thank you guys for having me, bro. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you. Make sure you guys tune in Monday.
Yo.
Not this Monday. Oh, when actually
On Monday.
Tune in.
We got a funny little clip that'll announce that we did. That Hans did for us. So keep an eye out for that.
For sure.
Moises, Miguel, anything you guys want to say?
You want me to go first?
He's emotional right now, bro.
I know. I want this fucking boxing match, this fucking boxing competition to happen. We're going to make this fucking happen, all right? Nothing against you. I want Saul 100%.
Oh, Saul.
And Hernan too, just because they're America fans. That's it.
He's an America fan too, bro.
I mean, I grew up watching America, but honestly, I don't watch Liga Mexicana anymore.
There you go.
I'm just more now. Don't rep it. I watch Premier League. And,
yeah, he grew up. He said he practiced this trash ass fucking league. And
nah, deep down inside, he's still an America fan.
All right. Who's your team for the Premier League then?
Manchester City.
All right, no, it's the fit on site. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no.
Damn. Oh, hell.
Yeah, Premier League, I fuck with Man City, bro.
God damn. Why? Fuck. What about Spain?
Barca.
Okay. All right, bro. I'll take it back. Okay. We're chilling. We're
all fine. Day, bro.
They got just fucking heated over everything, man.
Barcelona, vamos. Vamos, tío.
Barca.
Que con la concha de tu madre, tío. Vamos. a Barca. I've been watching a lot of MLS, too. I've been like back and forth because I mean, you know, LA Galaxy follows us, so I can't say too many crazy stuff, but I'm an LA Galaxy fan. Yeah.
Yeah, Galaxy. Yeah.
Not the Galaxy. I know, bro. The MLS has been coming up, bro. No cap. Yeah. Like, I've been watching a lot of clips now, and I'm like, I gotta start watching some of these games, dude, because they're gonna catch up. They're gonna catch up one way or another to us.
Yeah. Miami was playing right now, too, before I came.
I'll show you.
But they just look for Messi, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Suarez now.
Isn't just all soccer the same?
Yeah, all the balls are the same, so.
What the fuck you mean by that?
Soccer. It's not soccer, it's called football.
It's football.
Isn't football the same, bro? Like,
what do you mean by that?
Cancel Moises, please.
What are you asking?
It's all the same shit. People running around for a ball.
There's different tactics, different strategies.
And with that note, Miguel, thank you for your input.
I love you, Miguel. Always waits until the very last fucking minute to start talking.
Everything. I know.
Yeah.
I've been talking this whole time, bitch. What do you mean? The reason right, I don't guys. Talk is because all my right, co-host over here shut me down.
Subscribe, like, comment, hit that bell so you never miss one of our videos. And again, you know, thank you to Hans for coming on and talking with us. I really do appreciate it. It's been a fun one today.
Yes, sir. This has been good, man. It's been good. Anything you want to shout out, man? Anything you guys got coming up?
Right now, we're working on getting an office, so hopefully that happens soon.
Yep.
You know, getting an office. So fingers crossed. Hopefully that happens. What else? I mean, nothing else, man. Thank you guys for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Follow him on all socials. Is it Hans Esquivel?
Hans_Esquivel. You follow Instagram, Hans_Esquivel.
Yes, sir.
TikTok, Hans... 444, I believe.
Hans 444. And then follow Bueno.
Oh, yeah, you guys can follow us on Bueno Pod on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
TikTok. Fresh.
Hell yeah, man. Go follow him. Show him some fucking love, bro. You drove out here just to hang out with Los Compas for a few hours.
Sir.
And it was fun, man. It was fun. Appreciate you once again, bro, for coming on. Everybody out there, whether you're listening to us in your car, your fucking van, your airplane, your fucking calculator, whatever the fuck you listen to us, bro. Walkman, CD player. Crazy, huh? We appreciate everybody. iPod Nano.
iPod Shuffle.
Everything, bro. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And we hope you come back for the next episode. But make sure to fucking stay tuned for this one for sure. Listen through it the whole way, bro. We'll catch you guys on the next one, bro. Peace out, y'all.
Later.
Deuces.
Ciao, fellas.